Pride Week in Syracuse has activities and a theme to raise awareness and acceptance of the LGBT community. WAR's Chris Bolt reports not all recognition and progress on equality is the same.
Now, many people have grown more accepting of the LGB parts, lesbian, gay, and bisexual, friends, family members, coworkers. But experts say the T, transgender, continues to be more problematic. Marriage and family therapist Deb Coolhart is a professor at Syracuse University. She finds parents, when finding out a child is trans, can face some very real fears.
You know, we don't live in a society that really understands or supports trans people. Parents worry about their kids experiencing discrimination. Some of those fears, I think, are realistic because trans people do face a lot of discrimination. And then some of it, I think, is just based in not knowing, is our family going to accept this? Is our community going to accept this?
Coolhart has studied transgender children and families, and she's identified serious problems when a parent is not supportive of a child who comes out as transgender.
So it's increased risk of depression, anxiety, suicidality. The suicide attempt rate in the trans population is extraordinarily high. About 40% of trans adults have attempted suicide in their lifetime. Homelessness, more troubles with jobs, all of it. It seems like if parents do not support their kids, they have just a generally more difficult time across multiple facets of life.
Coolhart says over the past couple decades, parents who find out a child is gay have become more accepting and supporting. She acknowledges a transgender child presents certain other issues.
It's absolutely normal for parents to go through an emotional process that involves fear, like we've talked about, and also loss. They're losing sort of the expectations that they had for their life, and that's really normal. And at the same time, for them to support their child is of the utmost importance.
Research, she contends, has found that the biggest protective factor of a child's mental health is parental support. The most public struggle around transgender rights has been issues with bathrooms, which Coolhart says remains important to solve. As for overall acceptance, she sees limited gains.
I think we've made a huge amount of progress in the last 10 years, and there's so much more to go. I mean, maybe we've made 10% progress. At this point, I think most people have heard the term, but the general perceptions are still, I think, pretty negative. We have a lot of room to grow in terms of understanding that these are just people.
She hopes society's acceptance of trans children and adults can follow a similar trajectory as acceptance of gay and lesbian people, such as same-sex marriage and anti-discrimination protections. Information about Pride Week activities is on our website at waer.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, visit our website at waer.org.